The Pligi, now Mishnah says it. And really, the Pligi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin. It's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonin, if she's mutter or not. Uketoni, and now Mishnah says it. So Gemara answers, where is the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonin, b'noilad ulebsaif yibum leipligi? In other words, the case is over there, where, let's say like this. You had the father was Yaakov, and he had Reuven and Shimon. And now Reuven died. And after Reuven died, then Levi was born. So it depends. If Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabein, Reuven's wife, then everybody holds it's called an erva to Levi. That's what the Gemara answers. B'noilat, in the case that Levi was born first, Olevsaif Yibum, and then the second brother Shimon was Miyabein, Reuven's wife, like Pligi, everybody holds she's Osir. Reb Shimon only says like this. Let's say first there were two brothers. There was Reuven and Shimon, two brothers alive. And Reuven died without children. And Shimon went and was Miyabein, Reuven's wife. And then they had another brother, Levi, was born. So when Levi was born, Reuven's wife was already married already. She is now married to Shimon. So at the time when Levi is born, like there was never a Zika to her. So Reb Shimon holds, there's no Isser Eishas Ach Shohar Belomi in that case. But since at the time when Levi was born, Reuven's wife is already Miyubin, she's already married to Shimon, so in Mela, it's not called an Erva to Levi. Now, if Gemina, let's say Levi Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to be Miyabno. That's Reb Shimon Shita. So the Chorot Akasha, Reb Shimon holds there's a case that there's no Erva of Eishas Ach Shohar Belomi. The Teretz says no, our Mishnah that says it is talking about in a case like this again, that first there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died. Now, right after Reuven died, before Shimon was Miyabein, Reuven's wife, then Levi was born, the third brother. Now, when Levi's born, the brother, Reuven's wife, is still in the Makam of Yibum, Makam of Zika. So it's sitted like she falls to Levi. But Levi doesn't have the mitzvah to Miyabno, because they weren't alive at the same time. The Pasuk says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov. When is there a mitzvah Yibum? If two brothers were living at the same time, and then one brother died without children, the Pasuk says, you're supposed to marry his wife. But let's say here that your brother died, and you weren't alive yet. Your mother first gave birth to you after your brother died. So then, there's no mitzvah Yibum for you to... So if you, when you're first born, she's still a Zikas Yibum, she wasn't a Yibum yet, so it's considered like she should have fell to you, but she doesn't because there's no Mitzvah Yibum, then she has an Erev Eishasach to you. That Reb Shimon agrees to. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Reb Shimon only argues, if let's say first Shimon, the second brother, was Miyabein Reuven's wife, and then first Levi is born. So at the time when Levi is born, she never fell to Zika, that there's never a mitzvah Yibum them. So we don't look at the first brother's wife anymore. That's from Shimon Svara. Right now, she's only Shimon's wife. And if later Shimon dies, if Shimon holds that Levi would be allowed to be Miyabein, his wife. So even though Eshesach Rebbe Lamoi, Reb Shimon argues, but he only argues in certain cases, not all cases, therefore there is a case that everybody agrees that there's an Erev of Eshesach Shlohoi Belomoi, that's why our Mishnah says it. For the Gemara, Ivo Omer Rabbi Yishev, Rashi said, no, Chola Koy Reb Shimon Afri Shoyna, Reb Shimon argues in all cases, and said there's no Erev. So Gemara says, no, Ho Yisus of Rabbi Yishev. The Gemara later will see in the Yud Ches, we slug up Rabbi Yishev. He's wrong. So therefore it's good Rebbe. Rebbe holds our Mishnah only says cases that go according to everybody, and there is a case of Eishes Ach Shlohoi Belomoi, that the third brother was born later, that everybody agrees, even Reb Shimon agrees, you're not allowed to be Miyabim, there's an Erva. That's that the third brother was born before anybody was Miyabim, the first brother's wife. Therefore comes according to everybody. Freddy Gemara, the Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda Marav said like this, V'chein Toni Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya also learned like this, V'kula Nanikar Rebahen. There's a Mishnah later, we'll learn the fourth parak that talks about this tomorrow later. There's a Mishnah that says like this. The Mishnah says there could be a case that we say, Horasuru lazer, muteris lazer, v'yasuru lazer, muteris lazer. That there's a case, let's say, two brothers married two sisters. Two brothers married two sisters, right? and each one of them had another wife also. And there were four brothers altogether. Now the first two brothers die. So it comes out now that all the wives are falling to the other two brothers. So really it's called two sisters together are falling to both the brothers that we had here the other day. There's no mitzvah yibum then. Because since two sisters fall together to you, you can't be miyabim any one of them. Because whichever one you be miyabim, the other one is considered, she's considered your wife's sister. Because zika the pshat, when your brother dies, his wife is a little bit mekudish to you right away. So if your two brother dies, both the wives are both a little bit married to you. So you can't go marry any one of them, because she's considered your wife's sister. So therefore, in such a case, there's no mitzvah yibum. But what's going to be the case of like this? You have these now two brothers that are Surah Lazer, Muteras Lazer. Again, the two first brothers, each one had two wives. A sister, and they married two sisters, and two other wives. Now let's say for some reason, the sister is an erva to you. Oh, maybe I should mix it up. Better still. Two brothers were married two sisters, and both of them die. So both their wives now fall to the other two brothers alive. So Pasha, there should be no mitzvah yibum. What's going to be like this? For one brother, the other sister happened to be his mother-in-law. The other sister happened to be some type of an erva. So since that, the other brother's wife is an erva to you, so it comes out that she's not, doesn't fall to yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum to you. So which one falls to yibum? Only the other sister. So you're allowed to be miyabim, that sister. Let's say the same thing the other brother that's alive. Again, there are two brothers alive. Happens to be that this brother, the other wife is an erva. So the only one that's fallen to this brother is the first wife. And the same with the other brother. The other happens to be just the opposite. That the first one's wife is an erva to him. She doesn't fall to him to yibum. Who falls then? Only the second brother's wife. So that's the case that the two brothers could be miyabim, the two sisters. Because it's not called achosuch chosoi, because the other sister is an erva to you. That's the Mishnah later. That says, v'kulan anikara behen, hu asura lazeh, in the case that one sister is an erva to you, one sister happened to be your mother-in-law, muteras lazeh, then the other sister, you're allowed to be miyabim, because she's the only one that's fallen to yibim to you, and you're allowed to marry one sister. V'yasura lazeh, muteras lazeh, and just the opposite way for the other brother. Now another case, v'yachosu, she yevimta cheletzes oy misyabemis. You also have a case yachoisa your sister that becomes the yevama is cheletzes oy misyabemis. Case it is the same case. The Mishnah says yachoisa she yevimta cheletzes oy misyabemis. There's a case where it's one sister that you have a mitzvah yibum and either you can make chalitza or make yibum. Even though usually when two sisters fall to you, you can't make yibum to either one of them. But this is a case that the achoisa, when one sister falls to you, you're allowed to be miyabim her. Because since the other sister is an erva to you, the other sister happens to be your mother-in-law, so therefore, it's not possible, there's no mitzvah yibum to her. So the only one that falls is the other sister, so that sister is mutter. That's the Mishnah later. Now, Rabbi Yehuda metargem mechamoisa v'yelech. Rabbi Yehuda says the next Mishnah that says these cases only applies, and our Mishnah says 15 ervas, only applies to the last nine of them. Avoshisha Baba Duresha. The first six cases of our Mishnah Loi, you don't have that case. The first six ervas of our Mishnah by Yibita, your own daughter, you can't have such a case that it should be like two sisters to say that you would be a mitzvah yibum. Now my timer, why not? Why can't you have in the first six cases of an Al Mishnah, why can't you have the same case where two brothers marry two sisters, or two brothers marry two people, that since one is an erva, the other one is mutter to you? He says like this, Kivon de Bitoi, Bi'oinsin Mishkachas, the first case of the Mishnah, Bitoi, we had your own daughter, does not mean your own daughter from your own wife. Because that's Pshita, that's Bechal, the erva of Isha Bitoi. You're not allowed to marry your wife and the daughter. So if it's your own daughter from your own wife, Pshita, you can't marry her. That our Mishnah says you can't marry your own daughter, we had the Chiddush was Me'am Nesasai. Not that you married the lady, but you stam lived with the lady. And she became pregnant, you had a daughter. So that daughter, even though she's not your daughter from a Kedushin, still, she's called Bitoi, the father's not allowed to marry her. So, Be'ainsin Mishkachas. Benisuyin loy mishkachas lo. The case of bita is not talking about when you married your wife. So benisuyin kamari b'yoytzin loy kamari. Therefore, Yehuda says that the next Mishnah that says there are cases that the two brothers married two sisters are talking about the two brothers married the two sisters. The Mishnah there is talking about the Benisuyin, where they got married. So since the first six cases of our Mishnah is not talking about through Kedushin, it's talking about through Anus, the time you live with the lady, therefore the first six cases do not apply to the next Mishnah. That's what Rav Yehuda says. The Abaya says no. The Abaya Matargim Af Bitam and Asosi. Abaya says no. All the cases of our Mishnah could apply to the next Mishnah. Kivon the Ashkuche Mishkachas law, since the case could be found, Iboyim Minoinsin Tehevi, Iboyim Minasuin Tehevi, whichever case you want, whether it's Anusa, whether it's time you live with the lady, or whether you marry the lady, it doesn't make a difference. So Kitzah, the next Mishnah, it says you can have the case that your brother married two brothers married two sisters, that only one falls to you. You know why the other doesn't? Because she could be any one of the 15 arayos in the Mishnah. So the other one could be your bita, could be your mother-in-law, your grandmother. Any one of the cases in the Mishnah apply to that Mishnah over there. So Abaye says, even though it doesn't apply through Kedushin, it only applies through Anus Hastam, you live with the lady. So what? There is a case, though, again, where the two brothers married two sisters, and the two brothers alive now, that one brother only finds one sister falling to him, because the other sister happens to be one of the other 15 heirs in the Mishnah. So all the cases could apply. Avol eishes achiv, shlohoi b'yolomai loy. The only case you don't have is eishes achiv, shlohoi b'yolomai. My timer, why not? Kivon de l'Rab Shimon hu de mishkachas lo. L'rabbonin lo mishkachas lo. You only find eishes achiv shlohoi b'yolomai only according to Rab Shimon Shita, but according to Rabbon you don't have it. It's according to Reb Shimon, there's the case that Eishes Achiv Shlohoi B'Yolomai, the other brother is allowed to marry. That one brother is allowed to marry her, the other brother is not allowed to marry her. So you can have a case to the two brothers that one is Mutter and one is Osir. But L'Rabbonin Lo Mishkachas Lo, according to Rabbonin, you don't have the case. The Rabbonin says there's never a heter for Eishes Achiv Shlohoi B'Yolomai. Any time that the brother was born after the first brother died, there's no heter Yibum. So according to the Rabbanan, you can't have the case two brothers married two sisters, that one should be an Eishes Achiv Shlohoi B'Yolomai to the other brother. So therefore, the Plukta Loi Kamari. Our Mishnah is not talking about Machloikisin. Now, Rav Safra Matargim, Af Eishes Achiv Shlohoi B'Yolomai, he holds no. You could even have the case in our Mishnah of, again, two brothers married two sisters, and one sister happens to be to the other brother on Eishes Achiv Shlohoi B'Yolomai. That's the erva, that's why the other sister does not fall to you. Because the second sister is an erva to you. How do you have it? O mishkachas lo b'shishachin. You could have six brothers. Again, four was alive at the same time, and two were firstborn later on. V'alibud Rabbi Shimon. Alibud Rabbi Shimon, you could have it. V'simnecha, what's the simon according to Rabbi Shimon? Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, the case is, if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, alive at the same time, and Reuven dies, and right away Shimon is miyabim his wife, and then first Levi is born after Shimon already married Reuven's wife, that we say if Shimon dies later, Levi is allowed to marry his wife. Because at the time when Levi was born, she wasn't called Yevamah anymore. She was already married, so you don't look as if the first one's wife anymore. So Aliba, the Rebbe Shimon, you can have it. In the case with six brothers, and two of them were born later after the first two